It's high school graduation season, but a quarter of Washington students won't get their diplomas. At Interagency Academy in South Seattle, Principal Karen Andrews recruits students who've dropped out of school and gives them another chance. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld spoke to two seniors who never thought they'd graduate. Hear their stories in their own words. Let's first meet 19-year-old Jeremiah Rademacher.
We're from Minnesota. I grew up in poverty, like no money, eating at shelters. I've been homeless before, you know, when I was a kid. My parents were drug addicts, so I was just kind of trying to do it by myself. But 16, 17 years old, it's pretty hard. I was in and out of school.
I'm Lamonte Stewart. I'm 18 years old. Freshman year, I was at Garfield, an A and B student. And then just my mom had got sick to the point where, you know, we had to relocate. So I had ended up moving back to Chicago.
I started getting into narcotics and selling narcotics just to put some food on my plate for me, my mom, my grandpa, and my niece.
My grandparents had flew out here, and then they wanted her to move back with them. So they left before I left, so I had no one to really guide me, you know? Like, I always been with my mom my whole life, you feel me? No dad, really. So I had no more guidance. That backbone was absent. My head wasn't going straight. I was just never going to school, you know?
My girlfriend was pregnant at the time. I found out that Seattle, Washington is a big place, like, for helping homeless. They do really good for helping kids and stuff like that, so I'm going to give it a shot, and it's better than doing what I'm doing.
I'll sleep my day away or be on Facebook trying to find something not to think about what's really going on. Smoking weed, I feel like that was a getaway drug. I could have been at school. I should have been at school.
So I moved here and I was homeless, but I was going down this place called UDYC down in the U District, and they were giving us a bunch of resources. Helped us out with Medicare and all of that.
My mom was always there, you know, calling me and everything, but she wasn't even at her best, so she never knew what was really going on, because we didn't even want to let her know what was really going on, just, you know, trying to keep a lot from her, just to keep the stress level down.
We stayed on the street on the Ave, in the U District. Yeah, right in front of the post office, I was sleeping in tents.
At the end of the school year, we had moved down there, Rockford, Illinois. Previously, before even moving out there, my auntie and my two younger cousins were burnt down and shot in the head and killed. So, you know, that, like, shook my family up. And then I came back just to better myself because, you know, that's not the environment for me. It was survival mode.
I'm like, well, I'm not really moving anywhere. I'm just kind of stuck. I need to start going back to school. So I came down to Columbia City and found out about interagency.
I happened to see Karn in Portland, and she was like, are you graduating? I'm like, no, I'm nowhere close to graduating. And then she was just like, come up to the school, and I just came. She told me, you're going to graduate. So I just was like, had that mindset, and I was just knocking classes out.
They helped me in so many different ways. They've got people to get us a new tent, sleeping bags, air mattresses, to help us as much as they could.
My mom's a teacher, you know? So, like, what does that look like? You give your all to others when your own child can't graduate, you know? So I just had that in the back of my mind.
We ended up having the baby in the UW. I kept going to interagency to try to get my diploma. She is doing the same thing. But it was really hard because trying to take care of a baby in a tent and try to go to school at the same time is exhausting. It's stressful. It's all of the above.
The staff here is just unbelievable. When you, like, can feel somebody's presence and know they care, that's going to push you by yourself. No matter how much they get on you, how much they get on your nerves, but the love was there. Like, it was unconditional. So I really did love that. I vibed to that.
And they told me about a program called Youth Cares, Youth Build. They teach you construction. They get you your diploma. They get you your license. They get you a bunch of certifications. And then they put you to work. And they pay you. I couldn't believe that was even possible. Pay me to go get my diploma and do some work? Okay, sure.
I thought I was just going to be, I don't know, find a job or something. But, you know, I worked my way here and ended up with a scholarship to Green River.
I graduate youth building in about 3 weeks. I'm going to be working in less than a month. My girlfriend is one class away from getting her diploma. We're going to walk this Wednesday for our graduation. My son turns 7 months on the 1st, and I owe it all to interagency.
I'm just appreciative. Now it's just on to the next level. College, just bettering myself.
I never thought it would happen. I'm going to be the first one in my family to make it happen. All the people telling me I wouldn't be able to. I'm just going to just be smiling and proving them wrong, you know? I'm going to have a huge billboard saying Jeremiah made it.
That was Jeremiah Rademacher and Lamonte Stewart. They graduate from Interagency Academy in Seattle tonight.